Vayter and Shaspir and Bava Basa Daf Lamed. Hey, picking up on Lamed Alam the base by the bottom of the page, a few lines up. That would be by three lines up. Zelmer Shalova say. Let's say if one person says this field belongs to my forefathers. Zelmer Shalova says once it belongs to my forefathers. Amar Rav Nachman. Nachman says called the Olam Gavar. Whoever is stronger can go ahead and take it. Now that's the Gemara. Hold on a second. Why is this different if you have two shtaros that come out on the same day? Beep, turn the page. Amen. Hey, the Rav Amar Yachloka, the Rav says you go ahead and you split it. Ushmul Omer Shuda the Daini, that you just go according to the discretion of the base and they get to decide who gets to have it. Why are you saying those? Why over there don't we say that you go ahead and you just whoever is stronger takes it? What are we talking? We're talking about a case the Rosh Mam explains where one goes and writes a shtar of matana to one person. Reuven writes it to Shimon, and then he writes to Shimon to Levi also. And they don't have the date. They have the date, but they don't have the time on it, as opposed to in Yerushalayim where they write the time also. What happens is that it only becomes at the end of the day. It belongs to them. Now we don't know whose it is. So what do? You go ahead and over there, you're going to either split it or the it's up to the discretion of the basin. But in the other case that we said, it comes to the field, whoever's stronger goes and takes it. Well, why is there a difference? Says Gemara, Hasam, luckily make my Lord the Milsa. Because in that case, when you brought up the idea of the two shtaros, it's impossible to ever know who really it's going to belong to because it was given to them. It's both the matana. So you got to go find it out. But Hacham, in the case that we just brought about the, right? Eventually, you can go and you could figure it out. In the case of the Avosai Shtiklich, they can go ahead and they could possibly figure it out later on who it actually belongs to. So therefore, we don't want to go and make a din that we're going to have to go back out of and switch later on. So we just let him, whoever's stronger. Okay, my Mishnah at the time, why is this different than what we learned in the Mishnah way back? Not so way back, actually, recently, above Metzia Davkov, that Hamachli Parv B'chamor, someone goes and he switches, I give you a cow and you give me a donkey, that's our sale. V'yolda, and what happened is they had a baby cow. V'chena Mocher Shivcha, so I go and I sold my Shivcha, V'yolda, and I gave birth. Ze Omer, I go and I say, Achel Machati Yoldo, I only give birth before I sold it to you. The other one says, no, Misha Lakati Yoldo, only once I bought it from you, then it gave birth, therefore the offspring belongs to me. Yachlok, what do? They split it. Hold on, why is saying split it? Why don't we say whoever's stronger, Shigon could take it? This is something actually can be figured out later on. And say when exactly he gave birth. Even here you don't say whoever stronger, even when it can come into the future, the evidence, you don't say whoever stronger takes it. V'kashel of Nachman is a kash against Rav Nachman. And for the Gemara, Hosam Lahai Isle, beep, turn the page. Lahai Isle Dror the Mamona, Ulahu Isle Dror Mamona. In both of these people over here, there's a clear cut idea of who can have power over that money, right? Because whoever that was going to have of that offspring, I had owned the cow at one point, in which case then it would have been mine, and you it would have been yours. All right, so that's where we go ahead. Then we say then over there, it can't just back out. But Rav Nachman, idamar lo damar. If it actually the field belongs to one, it doesn't belong to the other. Idamar lo damar. If it belongs to the other, not to the other one, in which case there's no equal discussion over here that's going on. It's either one or the other, whereas the other one, there was actually, it could have been either one of them. Amar Nardai, let's sort of qualify this idea that you go and you let whoever's stronger get it. Let's see if a third guy comes from the shuk. Guy pops out of nowhere, and he goes and he grabs onto this property. You know, when they left this property for the two of them to go fight it out, third guy pops in and grabs it. We don't go ahead and we don't take it out from his hands. In other words, he gets it, then he ends up getting it. The Tani Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya says, Gazan shall rab him lav shmei Gazan. Someone who steals from the public is not called a Gazan. The Rashbam says, right, lechufu b'dayanim, to force him, lehotzim yodom mashe Gazan, to force him to take out of his hand that he stole. Rav Ashami, he says, what do you mean? Leolam shmei Gazan really is called a Gazan. My lo shmei Gazan, why are you saying it's not called a Gazan? What does that mean? Mishal nitan leshavan. It's not given over to actually to be returned because we don't have someone clear cut to be able to go and give it to. Now, the Rashbam explains why is this case. This third party pops in and he goes in and he takes it, that he's able to go out to take it. We don't do anything about it because we understand there's no way in Bezin to do it even though he never was towing anything, because maybe it doesn't belong to the first two of them either. Therefore, it's a case of like stealing from the public, and we're kind of stuck there. Now, Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah. This is going all the way back to Daf Chav Ches. The Mishnah said, which means when you go and make a chazaka with all these different things, the chazaka is from three years from day to day. So the Heilige, Heilige Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba. However, I dali le iu gufei tzana de pere le alter avi chazaka. If the one challenging the squatter, right, this guy's there in the field, and you have this guy challenging it, saying it's not yours, but if the guy challenging it, he took a basket and he loaded up some of the produce and he helped this guy to go and to carry the stuff off the field, then immediately it's considered a chazaka, because otherwise you wouldn't have been helping this guy. The fact you're helping him must be that you're admitting to the fact that it's his field, and therefore you don't even need 3 years. Unbelievable. Amar Rav Zavid, v'imtan v'amar. But if this challenger goes in the Yatinas and says, Leperus a relative, I hired this guy, I put him over here as like a sharecropper to grow the stuff, and this basket of fruit that was helping him was his, because I, you know, that makes sense. That's his payment. Then Naaman, we actually believe him for saying such a thing, and therefore that person doesn't have a chazaka on less than 3 years. Says the Rashbam, the words Amrav Zvid Itayin Ma'ar, the one who goes into challenging, Basit the Dalil Lokeach, Sana de Peri, after we helped him with his basket of fruits, the Peri was a relative, Kedin, I brought him down here, Kedin, Aris is a sharecropper, Lamechsa, Lashish, Revia, you know, to get either half or a third or a fourth or a quarter. Vachalkohu de Dalila, and Chalkohu de Dalila, and it's his Chalek, Naaman, we believe him, Kalamar Lohifsid, Ramai de Dalila, he's gonna lose out by doing that. The Hani Mila Batel Shalosh, that's only if it's done within the 3 years. Rashbam says, Vani Mili de Naaman, within 3 years, de Emma Isa, the Zavna Mine Amai Lo Mizdar Bishtare. Because if you would have bought it from him, that guy, then he would hold on to a shtar, right? Because within 3 years. Aval Acher Shalosh Lo, but if it was after 3 years, then let's say I'm the challenger, then I lose out, and I can't say that anymore, that I didn't protest at all, and therefore that guy gets it with his chazaka, and it is his, and he walks away with his land. Says Rashbam, Aval Acher Shalosh Itayin Leperus Relative Inu Neman Vafagav Delo Dali Late Sanad Deperi Daad Tlos Shanin. Mizdar in his mishdar, because the person's careful with the shtar. It's fei lo mizdar, but more than that, he's not careful with it. V'havar le lezeh limchos v'tom shalosh kedem efarish ha'azil. And let's break it. The Gemara continues. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, pardon me. I le pera achte, if this challenger did go ahead and put him down there as a sharecropper, my havalei lemebud, then what should the guy have done to protect himself against him using his 3 years to falsely prove that he bought the field? Let's say I get a sharecropper and I'm helping along with the stuff that really just belongs to him, because it's like, say, he's getting a quarter of the stuff over there. What should I do to protect myself to make sure this guy's not going to go after 3 years and say it belongs to him? Amalei, Ibayle Lemchuye. What do you mean? You should have protested within the 3 year thing, showing clearly this guy is a sharecropper, but the land doesn't actually belong to him. Di lo temach, because if you don't want to say that, that speaking up in protest is going to protect you. Hani Meskanta de Sura. What's that, you ask? Well, this is a throwback. We saw this way back, and when I say way back, not so far back. But we saw this in Bava Metzia, in two places. Meskanta de Sura, the reason why it's called that is because there was a place that this was done. Sura was where it's normally done. We know we're not allowed to be involved with ribbis. I can't. If I lend you $100, you give me back $100. You can't give me back $110. But what happens if I give you, if I lend you, let's say, Lamasha, a thousand zuz, and you don't have the money, whatever it is, the way that it can be repaid is you can give me the land for 10 years and take off 100 zuz for each year from that which you own, right? Now, I'm not allowed to just take that field and as a mashkanta and start using the produce. But if it's done in this particular way, then I'm taking 100 for each year. Then at the end of the 10 years, it goes back to the borrower, to you, you know, you get it back and everything's paid up. This is mutter, even if, let's say, the thing goes up to 200 zuz a year, because my agreement of taking 100 a year is I'm taking a risk that I might actually end up lose out, and maybe it'll work, it will be worth even less. And therefore, it's like I'm buying it as some sort of sale that's going on over there, right? So in such a case, the kasabahu, which it says at the end, b'mishlam shnai ilayin, at the end of these years, tepik ara da lo kesef. This land goes out without any money. It always goes back. You don't have to pay no cash, no stash. E kavash le yishtar mashkanta gabe. Let's say after 3 years, me, who I lent you the money, I go ahead and I hide this shtar. Rashi Rishbam says, tomein hamalva v'omel acha shalosh. Lukuchi, I bought it. Kuchi biyadi. Hachanami de mehemen. I'm believed. V'lo yichuzel lit on the peros relative. No, just put you there as a sharecropper. Umcha nami lo toilo. And being moche is also not going to help you in that case. So let's say I went ahead and I hide it. I hit the star and the mashkanta. V'amelu kuchi biyadi. I actually bought this. Hachanami de mehemen. You want to say this guy is going to be believed? Frank, the Gemara on this metakne rabbanon mide daasi be lide pseida, with the chachamim set up such a thing, this idea of mashkanta desura that's going to go ahead and mess over this person, daasi be lide pseida, it's going to lose out that the you who borrowed the money from me, you're going to lose out. Rashbam says daasi be love lide hefsid betamia ella must be ibayle lemechuye. The borrower should have protested before 3 years and made it very clear that, by the way, this is a mashkanta d'sura, and that really belonged to him, and that would work. Hachanami here too, he also should have protested and then made clear that this was not actually a sharecropper. I'm sorry, that this is a sharecropper, the field does not belong to him. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Yisrael abo machmasov v'gachavim. A Jew that buys land that belongs to a guy. And the Rishbam points out, it's talking about, though, it originally belonged to a Jew. So you have a Jew buys from a guy who land that used to belong to another Jew. Harehu ke'oved kochavim is on the same level as the guy. Ma'oved kochavim ein lo chazak elo b'shtar. Just like a guy can't prove that he owns this unless he brings out a shtar. This quite large Rishbam explains that only Yidden, so highly superior, so precious, oh Yidden, can go ahead and use Chazaka for the land. A guy can't, because we'd be scared to go out into protest to fight against this guy, you know, to maybe say, no, it's not true, or whatever it is, right? When he's living on that land. But with the shtar, that's the only way that's going to work. Af Yisrael, abo machmas ovi gachavim. So to a Jew who comes to this through buying it from a guy, ein l'chazak l'bishtar, the only way he could actually get this is through having a shtar. Amar Rava, Rava says, v'i am Yisrael, but that's not in every case. If the Jew said, beep, turn the page, amin vav, l'didi amar li ovid kachavim, d'minach zavna mehemnin, that the guy told me that he bought the land from you, then we believe him for saying such a claim, and that we'd be able to go ahead and keep the land even without the shtar. Says the Rishbam, de mida asika daite lemitan hachi, hachanami have a matzah lemitan, anas vinta minach, v'alchitinu shanei chazaka de mehemin, helkach ma'ala l'shaka v'kushta kamar. Right? What's happening is that if Yehuda is saying that only where he says that he bought the land from a guy, that would be problematic, you'd have to have a shtar. However, if the guy, the squatter now, he says that the guy told me that he bought the land from you, then the chazaka works. Why? Because we assume that the squatter is being honest when he says that the guy told him this. If it would be that he's lying, then he could have gone and said, I bought the land straight from you, and it would have been believed. So therefore, we have a mali the shaker. Mi kemidi? Hold on a second. Is there such a thing, such a claim? The ilu ovi kachavim amr lo mehemin. The ilu amr yisal mishmeid ovi kachavim mehemin. There's such a thing that if the guy said it himself, we wouldn't believe it. But if a Jew says it in the name of the guy, then we go and we believe it. The guy comes along and he says, what? He says, it's mine. We don't accept it, even if it's after 3 years when no one's going in against him. Then the Yid goes and he says it in the name of the guy. Then we go out and we're going to believe him? How does this make any sense? Ela Marav, Iyama Yisrael, If the yid that's there, the squatter says, the guy bought the land from you in front of me. Like, I saw this happening. It says, Rashbam, Klomish, Ani yodea bebeirur, Hainu chazaka sheishima taina. That's chazaka with the taina. It was Zavna Neali, and then he sold it to me. And then he's believed. Because he could have said, Anas vintach minach, I bought it directly from you. The fact that he could have said that, therefore we go, we say, Mali Shaka, and we believe him. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show y'all a great, great day.